Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next week, do you guys want to play to give him a chance to earn the
victory? Absolutely.
As a captain, is that something you'll speak up on?
Yeah.
Even if the game has no meaning towards your seeding, you want to play and you want Saquon to play to get that.
Mm-hmm. How come?
Why not? It's an opportunity to make history. So we try to do it today, just off the off chance of just knowing your coach. And, you know, I think we never really spoke about the Giants next week. We just kind of had a feeling if we don't go for it today, we might sit out. We don't know. Coach hasn't really said anything yet.
I love the conviction there by Jordan Mailata. He wants to go for the record. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley reacting to an Eagles win, which really was never in doubt after, I'd say, midway through the second quarter. They started to pull away. That game was over. They win at 41-7. Pickett played well. McKee played well. The defense really bounced back. CJ, GJ with two picks. But the story became Saquon as he started to get more and more yards, got over 2,000. And Hugh there, that's what's going to be interesting this week is how much the players talk to Sirianni, how much he takes what they want into account. Because we all know the story now, right? This season changed when the O-line went to Sirianni during the bye and said, lean on us, let's run the football. And then look what's happened since then. And if guys like Mailata go to Sirianni this week and say, we want to do this, I think it's going to be very hard for Sirianni to say no to them.
I think they all want to do it, man, for the most part. You know, you might have some detractors out there. You might have some cats out there that be like, But at the end of the day, if they move as one, and if one of them wants to do it and a couple of them on the fence, then everybody that wants to do it, they're going to win out, because that's just the kind of unit that they are, man. I mean, you want to be a part of this. This is special. Ever since, you know, we saw him do the acrobatics on the field or whatever, we was like, man, this cat right here. And this is something that has been talked about. You know how we at NCAA time when everybody and their mama talks about water cooler stuff.
Of course.
This is a water cooler moment. Like, it's funny, on my timeline and my algorithm, like how many, and I'm not saying that they weren't Eagles fans before, but I see a whole lot of Eagles, like it's just inundated on my timeline with like Eagle fans. I'm like, man, like everybody's talking about this. He's on everybody's lips as far as what he could potentially do. And how he's blown up. Saquon was a celebrity in New York, but since he's been here, it's been different.
Well, he's playing at a level, and you said earlier, I mean, it's very rare. I mean, less than 10 guys have ever done this, go over 2,000 yards, and he's got a real chance 101 away from breaking it. Here you said most guys, if not all, want him to break the record and want to go for it. Well, how about one that is not into that idea, that thinks maybe they should sit and they should take a little mini bye this week, a self-imposed bye before a wild card round next week as the two seed? Lane Johnson after the game. Let's hear from him.
If Saquon is within striking distance of Eric Dickerson's record, if next week doesn't have any meaning in terms of your seeding for playoffs, would you all like to play? And would you want Saquon to play to try to get that record?
I mean, Eric Dickerson's record was 16 games, so if it was 17 games, it's not going to make sense anyway. So, Eric Dickerson is who he is. Saquon is who he is. And we just want to get to 2,000, and we were fine with that. And better be safe than sorry.
Well, that's the opposite perspective. And the first player that I heard on that side of it was Lane.
Well, Lane's different. And Lane probably, you know.
Well, what do you make of that?
He's in the moment. I can't see, if everybody else wants to do it, I can't see Lane not wanting to do it. I hear what he said. And I'm not going to lie, it sounds a little weird the way that he said it. It sounded extremely weird. It was like, well, Eric Dickerson did it at 16. We got 17. Who thinks like that?
So,
like, seriously.
Well, it does open up the can of worms in my head, though. Is that why they gave Saquon so many carries yesterday, that they kind of knew deep down that they weren't going to play week 18, and they wanted to get him over the 2K mark?
It's interesting that you say it like that because of what Lane means to this team and the type of cachet that he has.
Yep.
I mean, it's interesting, but you got Jordan Mailata out there, too, that he has a pretty big voice on this squad, too.
He does.
And I think that this is going to be, with everything that was just said, this might be up for debate. This might be up for a conversation. This might be a team meeting moment.
So, all right, so
that has to happen.
If that happens, you think it's a team vote?
Yeah. I think.
Well, they're going to vote yes, then.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line.
I think so.
To split the locker room.
Well, it's not. See, that's the thing. It's not going to be split. I understand.
Well, but it won't be unanimous.
Yeah,
well,
if they do an anonymous team vote,
it won't be split, though. And I'm going to tell you why. Because even though Lane said what he said, at the end of the day, Lane's a team guy. And I believe that wholeheartedly. And I think that even though Lane might feel the way that he felt, if the course has changed, then he's going to go with everybody else. He's not going to be a mountain to be like, no, I don't want to play.
Can I tell you why the 17-16 thing in game is BS?
It's a terrible take
because,
by Lane.
It's
interesting.
But Eric Dickerson did it in 16. OJ did it in 14, right? Like, this is just the way things work. Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire did it in 162, while Roger Maris did it in 154. It's just sports change, but the record eventually will go to 18 games, right? So, like, it just, like, I don't care. If he does it, he does it. And also, he has more yards per carry, and he's done this on less carries.
Yeah, I mean, it's a new era for the NFL, too. Like, it's a 40-year-old record, so if you're going to add games, it just makes sense naturally that
OJ got 2K in 14.
Yeah.
So what is the conversation then?
There isn't one. I mean, it would just make sense that this record will be broken eventually the more games they add.
That's why I thought it was interesting that he said it the way that he said it.
And sounds like he wants a bye.
Yeah.
sounds like he wants a week off.
Well, and,
that's what I heard.
And not like the whole controversy thing. It's a little bit diminishing of what Saquon accomplished.
Yeah, a little bit. But again, I think he's in the moment. And at the moment, he probably tired. He like, man, hell.
Could use a week off.
You know what I mean? He probably like, hell. Because it's and I'm not going to fault him for that. Because a lot of times when you ask people stuff in the moment, like even the guys that said they want to do it, hell, they might go home tonight and be like, tomorrow I'll be like, I changed my mind. But I'm not gonna hold that against Lane. If it goes down and they want to make this thing happen, he's gonna be on the field to do it.
I agree with you on that. If they choose a team, I'm sure he'll play and play well. 215.
It's just kind of funny that you're saying though.
592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Should the Eagles let Saquon go for the record on Sunday? We have a show movement here. We're in. Thomas and Broomall up next. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I'm more leaning towards what Lane Johnson, you know, said. It's not the same amount of games. He had more to do it. I know. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. What you talking about? I missed the first part. What did you say? Start that rant over again. Start this nonsense over again.
I lead towards Lane Johnson. Saquon had more games to try to get the record. I get that it's huge. It's a huge record to get. But you know, we're going for something more. I get he only needs 101 yards, and it's against the Giants also. You know, you don't have any thought that they might try to purposely do something?
No.
What do you mean, like purposely try to stop him from getting it?
Like a Greg Williams back in the day.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hey, Thomas.
I don't buy that.
Thomas. Didn't they purposely try to stop him the last time they played and they couldn't do it?
Yeah.
Didn't they try to stop him last time?
No, he means hurt him.
But that's what I'm saying. Every time, listen to what I'm saying, Thomas. Every time as a defender that you go out there and play, you play with bad intentions. Now, if you're talking about doing something with outside of the realm of the game, no, I don't think they're going
to
do that.
I think they respect. Now, Thomas, will they try to stop him? Of course. Like they don't. I don't think that. Just like in any sport, no one wants to get a record on them. They don't want to be the team that's in the highlight for the next 50 years. But one, I don't think they're capable of stopping him over the course of two quarters or three.
They didn't do it the last time.
And two, I think they have too much respect for him, the guys that played with him, to try to injure him.
They envy Saquon Barkley right now.
I don't. They wish they were out of there, too.
They were like, hell, bro, you got out. He was in Shawshank, and he got out.
He crawls out of mud.
He's Andy Dufresne right now.
I get it. You know, he was with the Giants all those years. You know, he never, you know, with a bad O-line and stuff. I get all that. What he's done is incredible. But it's just, I think it's the rest. I mean, I don't know if you look at it also. You know, we need a championship. We couldn't get it from
you
the
mean
Phillies.
You need, we need
couldn't
another
get
one.
It from the Sixers. We need another one. And I don't want something bad to happen. We're this close. I feel like we can make the Super Bowl and win the
Thomas,
Super Bowl.
Thomas, which one are we closer to, winning the Super Bowl or getting this record?
The record, the record, but I don't want to play with it.
Thomas,
I don't want to play with it.
The Super Bowl ain't promised.
Yeah,
the Super Bowl ain't promised.
Thomas,
man.
They're also not mutually exclusive. Like it's not like playing.
It's not one or the other.
Right. If it's one or the other, we're all going to pick the Super Bowl. Like I think that's obvious. But playing this weekend is not necessarily going to hurt their chances of winning the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. And you don't think that O-line is 100%? I mean, you know, they need as much rest as Saquon does.
Man, everybody hurt this time of year, man. Everybody banged up.
Look, Thomas, I get it. And look
at the Detroit Lions. They've been banged up forever. They still find a way to get it done.
I do. In a perfect world, would I love a bye? Yes. And I think we're also missing a little bit of this. The Eagles can only sit so many players on Sunday. You don't get to sit all 22 starters. They don't have that many players, right? There's an inactive list. They will sit a decent number of players. They'll pull starters off the field. But some guys have to play.
Yeah.
So if we're saying today, hey, don't play Saquon, don't play the O-line, you know what that means? That means more defensive starters have to play the whole game. They only have so many guys they could sit.
Yeah, everybody and mama can't sit.
Right, so they could be strategic about this. And I think there's a way to play the O-line, play Saquon, get him the record, and deactivate. You know, don't put in uniform Zach Bond. Don't put Jalen Carter in uniform. Give them a bye. If you told me right now there was a mechanism where they could sit every starter and have all these backups, that's different. But that doesn't work like
there's
that.
There's also a guy that, you know, could be coming back after 3 weeks off. That you might have to think about knocking a little bit of rust off.
The quarterback?
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, that's certainly a possibility.
Just saying.
We don't even know if he's able to play in this game, but he could be, and you might want
to
play.
And you don't need him to go out there and sling it, but him and Saquon off. Out there, it makes it easier for Saquon. And then two, you know, you can just get Jalen Hurts a few series where he's only thrown it a few times. Don't really put him in harm's way.
Knock some of that rust off.
Yeah, and I also feel like we're overdoing it. Like
being
how realistic. How realistic the possibility of him actually getting hurt is. I don't think it's I get that it's out there, but it's not I don't know. I don't think it's really, I don't think there's that big of a chance of it happening.
Yeah, I mean, again, we gave some examples earlier of teams that played for something in the final week when they didn't have to. I have to go back and look, but I don't remember the 07 Patriots having a big injury in that game. Like, they played, they got the undefeated season, they got a record on touchdowns and receptions, and they were fine.
And if it gets out of hand, like, if you're at a point where you need to feed them 30 times to go for it, then, you know, you can peel back a little bit. I think that seems like it might be a little bit unattainable. But you can give them the first half and just see what it looks like.
And I think I could live with that. Like, if somehow, some way, the Eagles played him in the first half, and because maybe they don't play AJ and Devontae, things are a little more, you know, clamped down, and they can't run it as well. And at some point, they say enough's enough. I could live with they tried and they failed. But what I can't live with is if they don't try. It just would feel incomplete this season.
If they get 80 yards in the first half, you got to look. Okay, go let them get that 20, 21 extra.
In my humble opinion, being hurt or having injuries is not an excuse, especially in this year. Especially when you talk about the team that's probably going to get the overall number one seed. They've been banged up all year long, man, and they found ways to win. If you got a good coach and you have a good system, then you find ways to win football games.
Well, and I think haven't we seen this the last couple of weeks? The Eagles roster is not just about one or two players.
Yeah.
It's about a team. I mean, yesterday they were on their third quarterback by the end of the game, and they won the game by 34 points. I mean, that's how good the Eagles roster is.
Can't be a snowflake, man. Can't be scared.
Nah,
don't be scared.
You can't be scared. This is too special, and to me, it's just the story of the season. You can't shut the door on this. And I think it matters to that locker room, and that should matter to Sirianni. M in Virginia. What's up, M?
What's going on?
What's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
So, of course, you said M from Virginia, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, he got 2005?
He has 2005, yep.
And I jump on Ticketmaster and bought a ticket.
You're coming up?
That should tell you all you need to know.
There
he
we go.
Play.
You want to be a part of history.
See, now, listen, Sirianni. Listen to someone like M. M's coming.
I was there for a reverse hurdle. or whatever you want to call it. I'm going to wear that shirt when he break the record this Sunday. I was hoping it was Saturday. I really was hoping they put it on Saturday. But, yeah, it got to happen.
Well, you said that you wish the game was Saturday. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I wish it was Saturday. But, like, we don't have nothing in Philadelphia. Like, we need that.
Well, I think he's earned the right to go for it. I mean, he's played so well. He's been their best player this season, and he chose to come here. I think he's earned the right to try. It just would feel incomplete to me if they say, nah, we're sitting down.
Yeah, you did close, man, especially as you gave the man the ball 31 times yesterday.
Come on now.
Man.
Finish it.
1984. That's my birthday. I ain't never seen that record get handed to me.
I don't give a shit.
Well, yeah. Listen, it's a.
Well,
Yeah. Well, no, it's an old record. That's on Sirianni. That's not us. Appreciate it, buddy. And we'll come say hi, but to the pregame show on Sunday, coming up to the game. See, I mean, the Eagles have to factor that in. The people that are going Sunday are going for one reason: to watch
see history.
Otherwise, like, it's a game that if you have tickets to, and it's gonna be cold out, you don't really want to go to this game. You give these tickets away to someone. It's one of the most meaningless
games
on the schedule.
It's gonna be cold this weekend.
Yeah, the cold's coming back, Hugh. We got a tease yesterday with that 60
It was nice yesterday.
Yeah, don't count on that.
Hugh, you go get a coat.
Hugh was strutting into the pregame like, I don't need a coat. It's 60 degrees. I'm like, we got a whole month to go here.
I almost bought a coat this weekend, too. And I was like, I heard it's going to be warm. But I did hear that next year.
In January. Yeah.
Ooh, it's about to get real.
It's about to change.
It's about to get real.
Speaking of hearing, let's hear how it all sounded yesterday as the Eagles clinch the NFC East. Saquon runs wild. And how about Kenny Pickett, Tanner McKee? Here's how it sounded yesterday on WIP.
Mike, let's try the lead-in for the second straight week. All right, here we go. Take two. An Eagles win locks up the NFC East and at least the second seed in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I'll say this again. Keep in mind, this is the NFC East, and it doesn't matter what the records are, and I don't care how many times I hear that or someone says that, it doesn't matter. When you're playing in the NFC East, you know the stakes are bigger than other games. You know that teams are going to play harder than other games.
Rush is back. Here comes the rush. He fires, and it's intercepted! It's intercepted! Running with the football is Gardner Johnson. He's at the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Eagles on a pick six. And the Gotti back. He steps up. He looks. He is firing deep. He wants Smith. He's got a touchdown. Pick it to Devontae Smith. 21 yards.
Beautiful things happen when you get the skinny Batman.
Rush takes the ball, looks like. Still looking. He is going deep down the middle, and it is going to be intercepted. It is picked off again, Gardner Johnson. Pickett on first down, gives to Barkley. Off the right side, he is at the 45, he's at the 50, and he is into Cowboys territory with a 15-yard run. Pickett looks downfield, he is going deep for Devontae Smith. He's got it at the 10, he dives, he's in the end zone. They say he stopped.
Now he's going to be down at the 1 yard line, I do believe.
The runner was down by contact at the 1 yard line.
Wow. They push. They shove.
He's in.
He's in. Touchdown.
This one was an easy call.
Kenny Pickett. It goes to Barkley across the 30, down to the 28, and Saquon Barkley is a human battering ram, taking it down the throat of the Dallas Cowboys. Barkley now needs 92 yards to hit the 2,000 mark. He's got 88 yards today so far. Back to Barkley once again. Dips to the outside, 50, 45, 40, 35. Out of bounds at the 33.
What a player.
Back goes McKee. He pumps. He is firing. Touchdown, A.J. Brown. 27 yards for 2,000. Ninth player in history. That's what he would be. McKee gives it to Barkley. Looks for room. Comes to the near side of the field. He's at the 50. He's at the 45. He's closer and closer. 18 yards for 2,000. Can he get it this afternoon? It goes back to Barkley. Barkley breaks the tackle. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He is at the 25-yard line. He has just broken the 2,000-yard rushing mark. Saquon Barkley goes into NFL history. This will be a big win. It will clinch the NFC East at least the second seed. But the biggest thing to come out of today is that number 26, Saquon Barkley, hit a mark that only eight players before him ever hit.
He became the ninth player in NFL history to rush for 2,000 yards in a season.
And what a group he's part of. A great Merrill montage there along with Mike. Here's the list, full list, 2,000-yard rushers in NFL history. O.J. Simpson, Eric Dickerson, Barry Sanders, Terrell Davis, Jamal Lewis, Chris Johnson, Adrian Peterson, Derrick Henry, and now Saquon Barkley. And he could be atop them all if they let him play on Sunday. Yvonne, Southwest Philly. What's up, Yvonne?
Hey, what's up? Good morning, my boys, and good morning, Eagles flock. Look, I'm going to get right to it. Let me give you five reasons other than anything that has to do with Saquon Barkley why we should go for this record. Number one, Sirianni already made this mistake. Remember in his rookie year, coach year with Devontae Smith, when he took him out after he got the rookie receiving record, and he always apologizes in his press conference saying, oh, I apologize to Devontae Smith for not letting him get 1,000 yards. So don't make the same mistake twice. Two, we already answered our fear. Our biggest fear was, what are we going to do if Jalen go down? We're going to let McKee cook. We're going to let Pickett cook. And how he's going to trade Pickett for a second-round pick in the offseason, and that's going to be Trader Howie genius again. We need to get three, we'll get Jalen Hurts some series because he's coming off that concussion. Four, we stuck it to the 49ers because the same thing that happened to them happened to us, and we won and didn't complain about it because when they went down from the championship game with Josh Johnson. And then five, this is the most important one. We will be sticking it to the Cowboys because I'm so sick of hearing about Emmitt Smith's all-time rushing record. If Saquon gets the single-season rushing record, we could say to the Saquons, hey, we got Saquon's record. And then number six, this is a bonus one and the most important to me, for Madden. The rushing record in Madden is the most important thing. Every single player anywhere always tries to get it on their franchise. If we get the record, our Madden popularity, our team popularity will go up. We'll get the refs off our back. Saquon will be a 99. We'll get Lane Johnson a 99. And everything will be good on the road to victory. Fly, Eagles, fly. E-S-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Yvonne, appreciate the phone. Even threw the six bonus one in there. I hadn't. You guys consider the Madden rating stuff?
No, not at all.
No.
Okay. Hey, that was a bonus. You get the other ones.
Yeah, he lucky finished with that Eagles chant. Because that kind of saved him. But all that other stuff.
The Madden thing is whatever. I don't care about that. But here's what I do care. I care about the. He earned the right to play for this, and they earned the right to play for this. Are we going to really be scared all week that they're going to get hurt?
I'm not going to be scared.
We're going to live in fear?
But it's going to be some folks that's living in fear.
I'll just put it out there this way. If you're living in fear, you're plant-based. And we're going to find out how many people this week in this fan base are plant-based.
Soft.
Yeah, soft. I mean, that's the bottom line. Plant-based. I mean, don't be like you. Don't be plant-based. Well,
how did I catch a stray?
Because
you're the plant-based one on the show.
I mean, everyone knows that.
Okay, fine.
Everyone knows that around here. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? I think a lot of it's interesting because I think a lot of us are on the same side of this, but it's not an easy decision. I mean, Sirianni's got to make this. Hugh brought up the idea of maybe a team vote. I wonder how much influence Howie's going to have on this. I mean, like, think about it from a Howie perspective too. He's kind of overseeing everything, but he signed Saquon. He brought him here. You know he wants him to get the record. 215-592-9494. For more of your phone calls coming up, after we talk to Merrill, who you just heard on the call yesterday, Saquon joined the 2K Club. His thoughts on Kenny Pickett. How about Kenny playing through an injury there
Kenny
and playing well?
Gloves.
Tanner McKee coming in. The defense bouncing back. CJ GJ with a couple picks. We'll talk about it all. The Eagles are NFC's champions. They're the 2 seed, and they have a chance at history, letting Saquon run for it on Sunday. Where do you come down? Should they let Saquon play? 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94.